Yo, what it do, what it don't, what it is, what it ain't, man. Y'all know y'all welcome to another great segment of Tonio Talks, one of the greatest podcast stations out there, man. And I just want to give a little hard pill to swallow. I don't even say it's a fucking hard pill to swallow, dog. It's really some shit that everybody knows, you know, but don't really want to act on this shit. Y'all know I talk about relationships all the time, you know, so it ain't nothing new from last season. But it's a whole new season, and if you still hanging around in this fucking relationship that ain't went no damn where, y'all still, you know, fussing, fighting, arguing over the same shit, y'all don't know how to apologize, communicate, comprehend, and none of that shit, why the fuck you still together? You feel me? Like, at this point, you know, a lot of people should really understand that if you keep yourself in a relationship that ain't healthy, that just shows you how much you love yourself. It's just being real. If you can't love yourself enough to get out of a relationship that means you no good, you don't love yourself how you think you do. You feel me? If every time, you know, you bring up something to your supposed to be significant other, and, you know, they got an attitude, they get mad, you know, they got trust issues, whatever the fucking case, and you just putting up with this shit, dog, you don't fucking love yourself. I promise you, you don't love yourself, because nobody's gonna put up with something that's lower than their own values. You feel me? Nobody's gonna put up with something that doesn't have the same standards as, you know, the same standards that you hold to yourself. You feel me? Like, I don't care who the fuck you are, dude. Like, eventually, dog, you got to grow the fuck up. Get out of these relationships that ain't really fucking shit. You just hanging around because you so used to the pain that you get from this person. A lot of people just hanging around because they feel sorry for their partner. They don't want to leave them. A lot of people just with, you know, their partner because they look good. Now don't want to see nobody else with them. These are all valueless fucking reasons to stay with somebody. Like, these reasons don't hold no fucking weight. They don't hold no fucking value. You feel me? Just because a motherfucker's pretty or a dude is handsome, that don't mean that you got to stay with their ass if that's the only thing that they bring to the table. Another thing, if a person is only bringing good pussy or good dick to the table, but they ain't bringing anything like moral values and shit like that to the table, why the fuck are y'all together? Y'all better be fuck buddies. That's all I got. Like, because if you're looking for a relationship out of some shit like that, dog, you just asking yourself for heartache. You asking for, you know, devastation and shit like that, man. Like, I can't see how y'all motherfuckers just still out here, you know, participating in these one-sided ass relationships that y'all think is wholesome. Like, cut that shit out, bro. You making yourself look goofy as hell. Real shit. This for women and men. Like, quit making yourself look dumb. The person in your corner is supposed to be supportive as fuck. You know, they're supposed to be your best fucking friend, dude. Your best friend. Best friends don't fight every fucking day. Best friends don't, you know, get mad at each other for, you know, doing them, like, doing their own thing that, you know, helps them get ahead in life. You feel me? Don't get me wrong. Like, when it comes to your partner, you know, you want to make sure that your partner is up with you. But your partner has to make sure that they're up. That they put themselves up there also. Like, you have to meet each other. And when it comes to meeting, that means that you have your own personal vehicle. Not speaking physically, but you have your own personal vehicle, which is your body, your mind, your soul, and you have to use that to get to that other person that you're meeting with. Same way with the car. If you say you finna meet somebody, you need to put forth the effort to put some gas in your car or put your fucking shoes on and meet their ass wherever the fuck y'all trying to go. But it ain't no pick me up and, you know, bring me to where you at. Like, how long do you think that shit's gonna fucking last? Like, you gotta cut this shit out, man. That shit ain't gonna get you nowhere. It ain't gonna get you nowhere. And you're gonna waste three, four, five, six, seven of your fucking years, you know, wasting time with this person that really didn't do shit for your life, but just waste your fucking time, waste your air, waste your energy. I hate for people to realize at a late, like at the last minute, you know, that the person that they with, you know, wasn't really for them. You feel me? They just like, man, dog, I did this for that person, I did that, I spent that, you know, I put up with this, I put up with that, you know, I did all of this for this person, and yet they still showed me at the end that they wasn't shit. They've been showing your ass from the beginning that they wasn't shit. You just ignored the signs because you liked them. You feel me? That's just a bit of human nature that we have. We like to, what's the word I'm looking for? Paint a picture. It's not even a word, but a metaphor that I can use. We like to paint pictures over, you know, the twisted and fucked up things that we know that our partner is doing to us. We like to paint over that shit so that everything looks peaches and cream. Make the glitter look like it's gold. You know? And that's what usually puts people in a bind when it comes to relationships, you know. But you gotta swallow that fucking pill. If somebody's not right for you and you know it, in your body, your mind, and your soul is gonna scream that shit to you until you realize this shit, until you actually apply the energy to break yourself free from this person. You know, it's gonna always scream to you, I don't want this, I want out, I don't like this, this is not healthy for me. Your body will do that shit just as much as it do when you eating bullshit food. It's screaming to you, man, no, I don't want this, you just hungry. Trust me, I go through that shit. I done been through this shit. I don't speak about this shit through, you know, some shit that I saw on the news type shit. Like, bro, this shit's real. Like, quit fucking yourself over and then trying to get mad at your partner or the person that you left because of the time that you wasted, when in reality, your eyes should have been open from the jump. Your values should have been set. Your boundaries should have been set from the jump, to where if they cross that boundary, if their values aren't, you know, relatable to yours, or even better, their moral standards aren't like yours or even better, then you set yourself up for that shit. And it's pretty much like, I pity people like that, dog. There's no empathy for nobody like that, because you're wasting your own time, because you don't want to hurt the next person's feelings. You don't want to, you know, cut them off because they look good, or, you know, they buy you nice things, or they just tell you that you're pretty. You feel me? Like, that's just not going to fucking cut it, dog. You have to have some value within this shit. You have to have growth in all of this shit. But the first thing first, the very first thing that you got to do is set all of this shit within yourself, so it doesn't be hard, so it isn't hard for you to get with someone and notice these traits. Notice the boundaries, the morals, the characteristics, and all of this shit that you know that you're looking for within a partner. And if they don't meet the criteria, you X them out of the application. You feel me? But that's all, man. That's the little small little pill I wanted to give y'all. It ain't really nothing much. It ain't too hard to fucking swallow, because it's some shit that y'all really already know. But I'm out, man. I just wanted to let y'all know this little bit. Peace and love, good people. Y'all have a good lifetime, dog. I'm out. Hey, what's going on, my great people? You know, the sun's rising, everything's great. I'm wiggling my hands and I'm moving my toes. I'm able to breathe, so it must be a great day today, you know. I was just thinking, you know, this morning after my motivational video, just thinking about life, you know, life and death, to be honest, and how motivating death can be to you if you look at it through this newfound perspective that I have, you know. Death, when you think about it, it takes away some really good people, and it also takes away bad people. But just thinking about it from the good people that death takes, it makes you realize that it doesn't give a fuck if you're a good person, you take care of your people, you know, you take care of your community, you take care of yourself, it's gonna take you.
It's inevitable, and one day it's going to take all of us. So the best thing that you can do is use that shit for motivation. You know, live as if you're dying. You feel me? Like, do the things in life that you wish to do. Like, do that shit instead of just continuing to wish that you can, you know, do it. You know, everything that you dream of, understand that you can make that shit a reality. You just have to work towards it. You know? Like, don't put yourself in this confinement because you don't think that you can do something. You know, we're all able to control our reality and our paradigms and, you know, just perspective and all. So use your ability to make shit happen. You know, I once had a dream that, you know, I wanted a healthy relationship with the woman that I knew loved me, and I loved her, you know, just as much as I love myself, you know, and it's healthy, and we're learning and we're growing, you know. This was something that I dreamed of, and I have it now. You know, I manifested it, not just out the woodworks, but, you know, it came with learning who I was and, you know, loving myself more and just learning who I am. You know, it didn't just come out the sky. You know, the universe didn't say, hey, okay, I got you, your wish is my command. It said, hey, you got to put in some work before I give you this shit so that you can keep it. You feel me? Another thing that, you know, I dreamed of doing currently, you know, driving trucks was a big thing to me. You know, it was something that, you know, I wanted to do since I was young. You know, I love trucks, and now instead of it being a dream, it's more of a reality now. You know, like, I'm not just like, oh man, I wish I could drive trucks, you know. Now I'm driving trucks, and the positive side and the bonus of it is, one, the money. But the second, well, money is the second bonus. The first bonus of this shit is just knowing that it happened, knowing that it's in reality. It's not just something, you know, that I'm continuing to wish that I could do. It's a reality now. So it was once an idea in my mind, and now it's in my reality, you know. Another thing is just, I mean, this is something small and simple. I always wanted to have locks, you know, have shells in my hair and shit like that. And I have locks, you know, I've been growing it for 3 years. And, you know, I've always wanted to grow my hair, just let my hair do its own thing, you know. I mean, I get haircuts, you know, from time to time, every blue moon, but I mean, I don't really care for the aesthetic look of having locks. It's more just, I wanted my locks, you know. I wanted my locks to be free-form and let them do what they want, you know. That's what's happening now. You know, I have this shit. 3 years ago, it was just a dream. You feel me? 3 years ago, I'm like, man, it's gonna take forever for me to get long locks. You feel me? Like, anything can happen, just from small things to large things. You just have to put your mind to it and put in forth the effort, you know. Continue to manifest this shit. Put your energy into that shit. Like, real shit, dude. Like, it sounds corny and cornball as fuck, but it's real. You know, I wasn't thinking, you know, man, I'm gonna die before I have locks. I'm gonna die before I get locks and shit. I wasn't thinking like this. But now, you know, just thinking about how death can take you, no matter if you're a good person or a bad person, it forces you to live, you know. It forces you to get out there and do the things that you wish to do. And it just forces you to, you know, get to know who you are before, you know, it's too late. You feel me? Like, a job isn't who you are. Your home isn't who you are. The type of car you drive, the type of clothes you wear, that's not who you are. That's just an expression of the material things that you like to have. You feel me? Like, that has nothing to do with you. It's just tangible things. You know, getting to know yourself isn't something that you can make over and over. Well, let me rephrase that. The person that you are on the inside of this physical body, that spiritual being inside of you, you can't make that again. No one can make another copy of you. You feel me? That's something that's not tangible. That's something that you can't continue to create. You feel me? Because this the spirit that you have within you, you know, that's something that will transcend somewhere else. You may find somebody else that look like you, but looking and being are two different things. You know, somebody can act like you, but an act is an act. That's something you have to keep up with. You know, but no one can physically or spiritually be you. Only you have the power of that shit. So be the best you that you can possibly be, you know. Well, become the greatest version of yourself every day, and you can do better and help yourself, you know, every day by becoming better than who you were yesterday. You know, like, I'm early as hell just thinking about this shit, dog. Like, you know how many days that I've been just in the bed, just laying there, ain't doing shit, just letting life pass by. Like, I'm mad at that shit. Like, dog, it's so much shit that I have to do, you know. And that's not just work, like go to work, clock in type shit. It's work on myself. You feel me? I feel like, dude, like, that's something a lot of us need. That's something a lot of us are lacking because of the world and system that we live in today. Like, this system doesn't teach us to, you know, get to know who we are. You know, it just says, hey, go get a job, you know, work for this person or work for yourself. And that's it. Just work. It's not telling you, you know, get to know who you are, look within, you know, love yourself, love your environment, love what you are, love what you are becoming. Be grateful for what you have. You know, it's not telling you none of that shit. Life won't tell you none of this shit. Life won't, you know, drop your dreams down into your hand. Like, hey, here we go. You have to create that shit in your mind. You know? Like, this shit's, it's not even something that's coincidence or wild. I can't even call this shit crazy. It's just normal shit that we overlook, and it seems like something that we can't seem to grasp. But in reality, it's been encoded in all of us. It's really what's causing a lot of our depressions, but because we have a calling. Every one of us has a calling, and we're doing things that doesn't really answer that shit. You feel me? Like, if you can understand, you know, like, that's a lot of, you know, reason why a lot of us are stressing. You know, we're doing things that we don't want to do. We're in fear of, you know, losing something tangible. We're so afraid to take a risk because we don't want to lose some bullshit. You know, we're so afraid to fail, you know. We're afraid of how other people will see us, how our parents will think about us, our friends. Oh man, he's failing, you know. I mean, people always pay attention to, you know, somebody suffering. When you pass by a car wreck, you know how many people slow down to watch that shit and go home and talk about it? But they talk about the brief moment. Like, they briefly talk about how that person survived, but they mainly talk about how bad it looked, you know. Just as much as somebody will talk about how much a person has failed, but don't bring up much gossip about how that person has finally, you know, got their shit. You feel me? Got their shit together, you know, and prevailed through all of that bullshit. You know? So that's just shit that people do anyway. So fuck what other people think about you failing. Like, fail. Like, do that shit. You're learning how not to do something. You're learning, you know, a better way on how to get something done. You're learning a better way how to live your life. You know how many times I fail a day by just not getting out of bed on an off day? I fail by thinking that, you know, I don't have an off day until the weekend, until, you know, Wednesday and shit like that. But I have an off day every day. I just go to work every 4 days. You feel me? It doesn't mean that it's stopping me from doing what I want to do. It's just I have been limiting myself to thinking that, you know, it's work, off, live. You know, those three off days when I should be living every day. You know, it's a battle of learning how to go to work and, you know, live the life that, you know, we all pretty much live, you know, go to work, come home, pay bills. You know, you have to think outside of that box that's placed on each and every last one of us. You know, thinking outside of that box will put you in a better position. You know, it'll show you a deeper meaning to life other than a bill and a tangible home that you can lose. You feel me? Like, even if you don't take a risk, don't you know a tornado can come by and swipe all that shit up? Now you gotta start from the ground up if you didn't have, you know, just simple shit like insurance. Tornado can come swipe that shit up. That's some shit outside of your control. So thinking that taking a risk is the only thing that's within your control and keeping you safe, it's not. You feel me? Life will take its course if it needs to happen to you. So live outside of this box. Think, you know, live in a reality that you want to create. You know, to me, you know, it's just that simple. I fail at it, but don't get me wrong. I know that I can get through it, and I know that I am getting through it. So I don't panic about this shit. I don't stress about it. I get mad at myself because that just comes with it. But other than that, I'm knowing, you know, what I can do, what I'm capable of. I'm learning this shit every day. What holds me back and what lifts me up, what pushes me forward, what brings me down, you know? That's pretty much it, yo. Y'all have a good one, dude. I'll be back. Peace and love, my good people.